Brian and Trisha, but Brian's taking the day off today, taking a vacation day. So it is the mom and daughter show, Trisha and Mackenzie. Did you hear about the, in Florida, there was a person that was at the post office and they were going to mail a package and they ended up running into an alligator in the lobby.
Oh, I feel that's such a Florida thing to happen.
I know, it's much more possible there than it is here in Kentucky.
Oh, there's Jared the alligator. Back again.
So the deputies, they called the sheriff's department and a wildlife trapper, and they found the alligator, 7-foot alligator. Mm. They said it just wandered into the lobby. Somebody said that they were a patron was walking in, and I wondered if the patron was like holding the door.
I was just about to say that. I was like, are they just holding the door for the thing?
Like, come on in. Yeah, the water's fine. Oh wait, there's no water in here.
What?
But apparently it has an automatic double door, so it triggered it when the alligator walked up to it, and so the alligator thought, well, why not? I'll go on in.
Our post office is like usually in the middle of town too, so it's like just wandering around town on the sidewalks.
That's not completely unusual, you know, as Poppy, your grandfather, he always said when I was growing up, he always said, if there is a body of water that is holding big enough to hold an alligator, treat it like it's holding an alligator because you never know. So that's a good rule of thumb.
Or a post office.
Or a post office. If it's big enough to hold an alligator, it may be holding an alligator. Good point, Mackenzie.
Thank you.